My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. You can leave us a comment there on a Vibe Check Tuesday where we check how you're feeling about the Commanders through a couple of weeks here. 1-1 is the record. How you feeling about it? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, how are you feeling about this 1-1 start and about the game on Sunday?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Pessimistic, okay? The fact of the matter is they got an emotional tear-down-the-goalpost type win against a bottom feeder in the NFL, and they needed help to do that, okay? I can't remember the last time this franchise has had a win against a fully healthy team where they clearly look like the best team. Okay, I just can't. It's always these wins that they need to, scrape out at the end where they could have easily lost the game. And this goes, beyond Ron and the last regime. This is that win yesterday or day before yesterday. It looks like those wins they've had over the years. And at the end of the day, they do no good for the franchise. Okay, you have these emotional wins that, you have a little four-game stretch.
Gary, I'm going to pause you for a second. You don't watch a lot of other NFL games, do you?
No, you're absolutely wrong. I watch all the NFL games.
Okay, but you've never been
I know what every team is doing.
Okay, that's great. You're clearly not emotionally invested in any other game because every win in the NFL is emotional, no matter who you beat. This is what games in the NFL feel like.
No, that's not true. The Cowboys got beat 44-19.
Yeah, and they were devastated about it. And the Saints were elated because that's how the NFL works. Football, you put so much into it.
I'm talking about emotional wins with teams you shouldn't have emotional wins with. I'm talking about beating a team and being the dominant team. Okay?
That's not emotional. That has nothing to do with emotion. Like, you need to pick a different word then. And by the way, did you think this team was good? As in the Commanders?
No. No, what I'm saying, the question is whether or not I'm optimistic or pessimistic. I'm pessimistic, and I'm giving you the reasons why. The Giants were a team that they should have beaten going away.
Based off what?
Okay. Well, if there was any team game that they were going to do that, that should have been it. The Giants looked awful the last week. They were getting hammered in the press. They were talking about firing the coach, benching the quarterback. This was a prime opportunity.
And Gary, if they don't go 0-7 in the red zone, they easily could have won by 15 points. Like that, they said 8 drives in the game. One was a kneel down before halftime. They scored on the other 7. Do they need to fix the red zone stuff? Yeah, but like you can spin it every which way you want to. I'm not gonna tell you how to feel. I am gonna evaluate your reasons because otherwise it'd be pretty boring radio. And I think your reasons, frankly, don't make any sense at all.
They don't make sense that the Giants, who were picked to be either the last team in the NFL or second to the last team in the NFL, that it took you a last-second field goal when their field goal kicker was hurt on a fluke play, and you're saying that's a reason to be optimistic.
I think that I'm not evaluating wins and losses this season, and I don't get why you are.
Well, you're asking asking us, I mean, what are you talking about, Craig? You're asking us whether or not we should be optimistic or pessimistic. And I'm giving you the reasons why.
But Gary, here's my question. What are you pessimistic about? Their chances to make the playoffs this season?
No, what are you asking us the question for? You came up with it.
I'm asking you how you feel.
And I said I'm pessimistic.
Right, and I'm asking you now for more clarity on what you are pessimistic about. Is it this season?
Is it
about the long-term project that they're embarking on as a franchise?
It's the whole season, because this looks like more of the same. The defense is awful. Like the prior caller said, we got two guys sitting in the middle that are getting paid like they're the best defensive linemen in football, and you don't hear their names. This is not just this season, and we're giving all these excuses for these guys. Last year, they're just not being coached properly, okay? They're going to get a new coach in here. And now it's, they don't know the defense, okay? No, these guys are not playing properly. The conversation that we had on one of these shows about moving Allen at the trade deadline, I think that is spot on.
Because yeah, of course it's in play if they don't play better. Like, of course it would be in play. Like, I didn't shut that down. I just said, like, hey, if they're bad and he's playing well enough to have a market, then that becomes a different conversation, and that's a fine needle to thread. But I guess my point would be, Gary, that if you had high expectations of this season, that was probably a mistake that anybody who's been paying attention could have told you about ahead of time.
No.
And if you're pessimistic about the long term, okay, then what are you pessimistic about? They're right on track.
So I'm supposed to be optimistic that they're going to be 5-12? That's not the reason why you asked the question, Craig. You said you're asking the callers whether or not they're optimistic at 1-1 or pessimistic at 1-1. And I answered your question. Now you're saying I should be optimistic because they're in line to be 5-12?
Well, actually, technically, they're not. They're technically in line to be 8-9 or 9-8, but that's, you know, the math is the math. I guess, Gary, you crack me up because you've been calling sporadically all offseason, and you basically are just a hater every single time, and I don't really know what it is that you want out of this franchise that's remotely realistic. That's what, like, genuinely humors me about your calls.
Craig, you can call me a hater all you want. I'm looking at this not through rose-colored glasses, okay? I'm calling based because I
No, you're actually you've actually it. Self-diagnosed here very well. You are looking at this through absurdly pessimistic colored glasses. I don't know what color pessimism is, but your inability to see any positivity in what is a long-term multi-year project is chef's kiss on the nose, perfect for a football fan who lives in and dies with every single game without a broader vision.
You're wrong, Craig, because I said positive things about the quarterback. Okay?
And what realistically did you expect to go well this year outside of that?
What? I called your show right after they signed these free agents, and I told you none of these guys moved the needle, and they're not moving the needle, okay? You jumped on my throat saying because I said that Dorrance Armstrong wasn't any better than Chase Young, okay? I told you that, okay? You jumped down my throat. You hung up on me, all right? The fact of the matter is maybe you are too rose-colored, okay?
I don't think I'm rose-colored. I think I'm realistic. And by the way, I think Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner both played better on Sunday than they did in week one, and I think they'll continue to get better within this season. I think that's where we differ, Gary, as I can look at what is happening and say, yeah, it's not very good right now, but there are reasons to believe it could get better, and there's also potential that it doesn't. Like, we don't know where you are determined that currently the status of this team as is right now is how they will be indefinitely. And that I don't understand at all.
I never said that. I said they're going to be 5-12. You're putting words in my mouth. I said they're going to be 5-12. What do you think they're going to be?
I think they'll be slightly better than that. I probably think they win 6 or 7 games. And depending on how quickly they can turn certain parts of this around, they could even do better, but realistically, like 6 or 7 wins. But I also think that the idea that they can't improve within that construct, and that the things that need to get better on the current roster aren't going to improve within that construct. Like, I think that those things can all happen simultaneously. I'm just not that concerned with wins and losses in 2024 because they had to dig out of a hole, and you seem to not want to acknowledge how deep the hole is that they had to dig out of, and that it's impossible to fill that hole in one offseason because the best players in the league aren't available in free agency. You have to draft them and then let them develop. It's a multi-year project. So you're they didn't move free agents to that move the needle. Or sign free agents that move the needle. No kidding. That's not how free agency works 98% of the time.
No, Craig, because you jumped down my throat the last time because you disagreed with me. And you also disagreed with me on that when I told you that people in the building were talking about moving Jamin Davis to Micah Parsons and rushing the passer. And you jumped down my throat, and you can go back and listen, saying, who told you that? Who told you that? And I was right because I heard it on your station, other people's people talking about it. So only reason why I'm pointing that out is when you talk all the time, you're not always right. These are all opinions.
This is true.
Asking your callers to ask for pessimistic. We were optimistic or pessimistic? And I'm giving you, I'm pessimistic. Okay? If you don't want anybody to say they're pessimistic, just say, hey, this is a day of optimism. I'm looking for optimism.
I'm not saying that, Gary. And also, I don't really understand why you feel the need to be incredibly confrontational about it when I'm simply asking for things and then pushing back saying, hey, can you explain this? Can you explain that? Like, it's just, the point is actually not because, optimistic or pessimistic, Gary.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to put Gary on hold since he can't seem to have a conversation where he lets me talk. And I have the ability to do that, which is fun. The point is actually not the optimism or the pessimism. As I am fond of saying, if you listen regularly, which Gary does, it's not about the graphic. It's not about the rankings. It's not about the word. It's about the conversation and talking the things out and having a good conversation about the team where we all maybe learn a little bit. And Gary's made some really good points in here. I'm not trying to say that Gary doesn't know anything. It's fun to needle Gary because he has certain buttons that apparently I can hit really well. But the point is to have the discussion and say, okay, what were our expectations? Well, are they meeting them? Okay, if we're meeting them, then is that optimistic, pessimistic? Is that, and by the way, I never actually said you have to call in and say optimistic or pessimistic. And it doesn't have to be black and white. It's a vibe check. I asked how you're feeling. It can be conflicted. JT in the last segment said, I'm conflicted. Here's the things I like. Here's the things I don't like. And Gary, what I don't understand is the need to just completely like pick a fight and lean into the full pessimism when what, especially if you are right and what you thought was going to happen on some level is, but also I don't understand the idea that what they are right now is permanently what they are or what they are for the rest of the season because it's week two and teams change throughout seasons.
Craig, am I back on?
You are back on. I give you the last word, then we got to go Okay. Because we're out of segment
Okay.
time.
All right. I appreciate it. But listen, the reason why you said that I'm calling in and I'm just a hater. You said that about me.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
That's not true. I call all the stations, okay? I don't just listen to your show. I like your show, but I call in other stations.
Okay.
Okay? I am optimistic about the quarterback, and I've said that several times. I'm
okay.
optimistic about the way that the off season went, okay? I'm concerned about the on-field, and that's why I called your show to say I am pessimistic. There are too many holes on this team, and if you're asking about pessimistic long-term beyond this season, that's a different discussion. But when I thought you were calling about this season. So
I said, it's an open-ended question, Gary, which is why I've spent the last 15 minutes trying to get you to clarify what it is the hell you're talking about, and now we've landed here. Gary, thanks for the call. It's always fun. Call back another time because we're out of time in this one. We'll take more of your calls on a 5-Check Tuesday next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.